Hey, Broncos Country, it's Ryman with another Broncos Country Blitz. Whew, man, that was fun today. That was great. It wasn't pretty at times, but the Broncos upset the Steelers at Broncos Stadium 24-17. And just a great team win, finding another way to grind it out. I mean, the defense had some key plays today, but yet they still gave up over 500 yards of total offense. It was just a total team effort to get it done. And you know, Justin Simmons, I'm going to combine his special teams play into the defense. I mean, having that blocked field goal really kind of set the tone early. And really, our defense just kept fighting. Will Parks getting that hit on Grimble that basically caused the fumble for a touchback when the Steelers were going in to score. And in the second half, you know, the rest of our defense stepped up as well. I mean, Harris getting the interception in the third quarter. Von Miller came on with pressure in the fourth quarter. I mean, Roby, you know, right at the end of the third quarter, forcing the fumble on Connor and Stewart getting the fumble recovery. I mean, just key plays. And then Shelby Harris, of course, with the interception at the end of the game. And the funny part about that is if he hadn't gotten the pick off of Ben Roethlisberger at the end of the game, I think Roby would have gotten it behind him. So I think if one hadn't picked it off, the other guy possibly would have. But man, I mean, we survived some trick plays by Pittsburgh as well. You know, their fake field goal that resulted in the touchdown right before the half. And then when Shelby Harris almost got Big Ben, but he ended up throwing the 97-yard touchdown pass to Schuster that you thought at the time might be a backbreaker. We fight back from that as well. So just a great, great team effort on that side of the ball. And 4 turnovers to 0. You know, you win that turnover battle, you always got a shot. And then we, you know, our future running back of the present, however you want to put it, Phillip Lindsay, hits the century mark today, has another touchdown, just shows that he's one of our stars of the present and future again today. And our tight ends, I thought, really had a good day. LaCrosse, Howerman. It's interesting because we lost Butt. I thought we were going to have some issues at the tight end position. And it actually seems to have improved. Plus, our offensive line played really well again today, I thought. You knew Pittsburgh was going to get their hits in there, but boy, they held up again today. I mean, I read an article earlier in the week saying, did Denver stumble upon their offensive line in the future? And I mean, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to have to make some tweaks and stuff. I mean, our record's still 5-6, so obviously you know there's tweaks coming in the offseason. But, you got to wonder, some of these people that are stepping into place of some of our injured players and everything like that that are starting to step up, you got to wonder if they're, you know, other key components to our future. The other thing too, you got to think about this. So while there's still the debate whether Case Keenum will be our quarterback moving forward long term or just this year or next year, think about it. The last 2 weeks he has beaten Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger and had pretty solid games doing it against both. I mean, honestly, today, a couple shots to Sanders that would have been a little more on target, you know, he probably would have had another 300-yard game with Sanders having a 200-yard receiving game. But just think about that. Keenum is beaten now, Rivers and Roethlisberger in back-to-back weeks. And Sanders can easily handle the number one receiver slot. He's proven that the last couple weeks. You know, Sutton kind of disappeared for the most part today. Sanders just stepped up, and obviously he's shown he still has the speed. He can handle that role no problem. And I thought the play calling was really creative today. I mean, certain runs that you know Phillip Lindsay's going to be able to like hit the hole fast and to get chunks of yardage on. Even the running plays called for Freeman, making sure he can get the first down that he's looking for, or that there's going to be a hole there on the short yardage situation. Thought there was really good play calling down there. And rolling Keenum out of the pocket and giving him receivers, like I said last week, across the middle, letting him throw the deep ball. Things that he did in Minnesota so well. Things that he's done well throughout his career as he's improved. It seemed like we were doing that today. So I think the light switch finally has come on in that. When it comes to that, in terms of play calling that fits the players that you have on your roster. I think it's finally starting to click, whether it's Musgrave, whether it's Joseph, who knows what it is. Maybe it's an influence from Elway and Kubiak. But awesome to see. But you know what? 5-6 now. I think the thing that I take the most from today's game, it's been a struggle the last couple of years after Super Bowl 50. And it was nice to see the Broncos' name pop up on in the hunt for the playoffs for the wild card spot. Sure, it's still a long shot, but at least this time of year, it feels like we're trending in the right direction finally instead of trending in the wrong direction. And there's actually some feel of hope as we, you know, leave November and get ready to head into December. So really, in the football, all you can do is ask for a chance. And if you can get into the playoffs, that's all you can ask for, because you don't have a chance at the big show unless you find a way in. So we'll see. I'm hoping it's a, today was the start of a Broncos playoff run to get that final wild card spot. If not, I think it's still going to be a pretty entertaining December. So once again, Broncos are 5-6, and officially, according to most sites, including ESPN, we are in the hunt for that final wild card spot. With beating the Steelers today 24-17, in which many people will call an upset, even though we were at home at Broncos Stadium. Still an awesome game, great team effort, and until next week, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz.